It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Monday, May 18th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. 2,636 total COVID-19 tests were completed yesterday in North Dakota. 52 came back positive, making it a positive rate of 1.9%. In total, there are now 1,900 positive cases, and of those, 1,178 have recovered. There are 30 people currently hospitalized, and there was one new death reported yesterday, bringing the statewide total to 43. Today kicks off the 46th annual Emergency Medical Services Week. The week celebrates the work of EMS practitioners and first responders in our nation's communities. The week was authorized in 1974 by President Gerald Ford. Operations manager for Ringdahl EMS in Jamestown, Andrew Berkey, also wants to remind you during this week that EMS relies heavily on funding.
In the beginning, EMS was just largely a transport service. We didn't do a lot of treatment. Well, that's clearly changed now. We are an ER on wheels, which means we got to carry a lot of that same equipment. The medications, cardiac monitors, the extrication devices that we use are very expensive. The ambulance itself is sometimes $200,000 just for that piece of equipment. And we put a lot of miles on that.
You can listen to the full interview with Berkey on NewsDakota.com. A new city ordinance has been put into effect here in Oaks, and it involves your pets. The Oaks Police Department's Facebook page said in a post that they continue to receive complaints about dogs being at large. The new city ordinance says a police officer will personally serve the owner of the animal a written notice of violation, letter for the first offense. After that first offense, any person who violates the chapter shall be assessed a $25 fee. The full ordinance can be found on Oaks Police Department's Facebook page. At this time, Oaks Public School still unsure of when a kindergarten screening day will occur. However, they still encourage you to get your 2020-2021 kindergarten eligible student pre-registered for the upcoming school year. OPS requests that all registration paperwork, along with the child's birth certificate and immunization records, will be handed in before May 29th. And finally, today in Dickey County, the fire index rating is low. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.